Let's see what Rabbi Shimon Bar Sulam tells us about it.
Excerpt number 8 from Rabash's article, Lishma and Lo Lishma. There's only one way to try to attain the greatness of the Creator. That is, in all that we do in Torah and Mitzvot, we want our reward to be the feeling of the greatness of the Creator. And all our prayers should be to raise the divinity from the dust. Since the Creator is hidden from us due to the tzimtzum, the restriction that took place, and we cannot appreciate His importance and His greatness. Therefore, we pray to the Creator to remove His concealment from us and to raise the merit of the Torah. As we say in the 18 prayer in Rosh Hashanah, indeed, give glory to your people. That is, give the glory of the Lord to your people, so they will feel the glory of the King. For this reason, one must try to remember the goal while studying Torah. So will always be before his eyes that he wants to receive from the study, that the study will impart greatness and importance of the Creator. Also, while observing the mitzvot, do not forget the intention by which he keeps the mitzvah. Thanks to this, the Creator will lift the concealment on spirituality from him, and he will receive a feeling of the greatness of the Creator.
Read.
Number 14 from Rabash, what to demand from the gathering of friends. The friends should primarily speak together about the greatness of the Creator, because according to the greatness of the Creator that one assumes, to that extent he naturally annuls himself before the Creator. It is, as we see in nature, that the small one annuls before the great one. And this has nothing to do with spirituality. Rather, this conduct applies even among secular people. In other words, the Creator made nature this way. Thus, the friends' discussion of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and yearning to annul before the Creator, because he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And we should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance of the Creator, we should still go above reason, meaning that the Creator is higher than any greatness of the Creator that one can imagine. We should say that we believe above reason that He leads the world in a benevolent guidance. And if one believes that the Creator wants only man's best, it makes a person love the Creator until he is rewarded with, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And this is what a person must receive from the friends.